1290 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley now back in her home state. She is vowing to stay in the Republican presidential race even after losing both Iowa and New Hampshire. ABC's Rachel Scott is in Charleston.
Haley now campaigning in her own backyard. She was born and raised here, serving as a popular governor for two terms. But South Carolina has swung toward Trump. Air Force veteran Jay Lombardo is supporting Haley, but concedes this is Trump's territory.
Do you think that Donald Trump will be dominant here?
Unfortunately, yes. But he just brings too much baggage with him.
Jay says he will end up supporting the eventual Republican nominee. And President Biden now saying it's clear that will be Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is expected here in New York today as the E. Jean Carroll defamation trial continues. Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes will soon be back in the air, the FAA releasing its final instructions for airlines to tighten the bolts of the door plugs like the one that flew off mid-flight 3 weeks ago. This is ABC News.
Eagle 1490.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin today to talk about his administration's efforts to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Biden is in Superior, where $1 billion from Washington will pay for replacing a major bridge to Duluth. The $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law is paying for road and bridge repairs nationwide. Democrats say Republicans are moving too fast to pass an amended version of new legislative maps proposed by Governor Evers in 2021. It passed the Assembly yesterday after Senate approval Tuesday. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
Bringing a bill to the floor in less than 24 hours is not the way to consider a map that will have a lasting impact on our state. And the people of Wisconsin deserve better than an 11th-hour bill.
The new bill makes some changes to protect some Republican districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
La Crosse School District officials said that they've sold a school building. Lincoln Middle School was sold for $2.2 million to developers who will turn the former school into affordable housing. That's according to a release from the school district. The district said that they worked to make sure that the building would keep its historic elements as a condition of the sale. The school closed last August. The sale is expected to close in the summer of 2025. A woman is in custody in connection with a shooting earlier this month in La Crosse. 33-year-old Tessa Haller was arrested Tuesday night as a suspect in a shooting that left one person hurt. Another person, 41-year-old Linnell Carter, is sought on a charge of attempted homicide. The shooting happened behind the Vogue Bar on January 14th. Warrants were issued for both suspects by the La Crosse County Circuit Court. The National Weather Service says today will be cloudy and foggy with some rain and snow, but no accumulations expected. High temperatures the next few days should be in the mid-30s. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Todd Almaz Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks held a press conference.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 126-116 at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee now 31-13. General Manager John Horst asks, why would you hire a first-time head coach like Adrian Griffin and fire him just halfway through the season?
Yeah, someone really wise once said looking back is ego, so I'm going to stay in the present. There's no regrets. I believe in the hire that we made. I believe in the reasons we did it, the process that we went through. And again, Adrian has contributed to this group. Part of why we are where we are today, who we are, is because of him. This was an opportunity about going forward.
Bucks host the Cavaliers again tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette with a win in Chicago, 86-73. Over to Paul. Wisconsin getting ready to host Michigan State tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers signing a place kicker, Jack Podlensky, who kicked for the Georgia Bulldogs for three seasons. And Jim Harbaugh, who led the Michigan Wolverines to a national championship, is leaving for L.A. as the new head coach of the Chargers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Eagle 1490.
We have a little light freezing drizzle out there this morning, some fog. It is going to be cloudy, foggy, drizzly with showers all day today. Our high 37. Tonight, more of the same. Foggy, drizzly, a little freezing drizzle or snow by morning. 32 the low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is
a big
party, man.
Yeah,
brother, like
solid.
Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Chief Calvin, my friend. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
Doing great, man. It's warm weather.
Yeah, it's definitely nice. The fog is puts a little bit of a damper on it, though.
Yeah, but you know, the snow and ice is disappearing.
Yes, thank the Lord.
By the end of next week, it should just about all be gone, right? And so that's always exciting. But anyway, I want to welcome to the listening audience a young man who, you know, I remember him as a younger man. Bright eyes, always with the greatest smile, greatest disposition of any young person I had ever seen. And he has now risen to the position of Milwaukee County Executive, none other than, I still think, and I've always said it from the first time I met him, one of my favorite politicians in the entire nation. None other than County Executive David Crowley. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing well. I appreciate that introduction. I love you, brother. Appreciate all the work you're doing.
Well, you know, man, you know, it's true, right? Ever since you were a really young guy, I always said you'd always be on the show. I'd always say, hey, he's come on, man. This is my favorite politician. And, man, you have done some great work. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, you got something you want to talk about?
You know, I do. You know, I've had an opportunity, and I appreciate the opportunities to be able to talk about, you know, a lot of the great work that we have been doing, you know, all across Milwaukee County. And I just have to, you know, let listeners know that a lot of this work that we have been embarking on, we wouldn't have been able to do if it wasn't for President Biden's and Vice President Harris's investments in Milwaukee. And not just in Milwaukee, right? We're talking about the entire
country.
State of Wisconsin.
Yeah, country.
The entire country, absolutely. And, I mean, we think about particularly these bipartisan infrastructure laws. One of the reasons why he's in Wisconsin today, because of the $1 billion that they're going to be investing to bring better connectivity to the residents of this state. And when I think about the bipartisan infrastructure laws, not just about, you know, what this president has done as it relates to rebuilding our roads, our highways, our bridges, but the investments in internet, right, in broadband across the state, the investments in our airport in Milwaukee County, the investments in just making sure that we're doing what we can to move people all across this state and really put our money where our mouth is and not just talk the talk. Right. He's not out there talking about an infrastructure week like the former president was doing. He's literally putting his money where his mouth is and making sure to invest in American people. And I just really want to get that message out there.
You know, County Executive, Milwaukee County Executive Crowley, man, just let's look at Milwaukee County and the roads, right? You've been a county executive now for a little over 2 years, right? So look at the impact of just the roads, right? Come on, man.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we're talking brick and mortar. We're talking, again, we're talking about the roads. And I will say that, I mean, even when you think about, you know, in the middle of this pandemic, what folks have been able to do with the American Rescue Plan Act dollars. I mean, we're talking about more affordable housing, and not just in the city of Milwaukee, but the largest push that we have seen in suburban communities in the Milwaukee County area. We are really talking about a shift in the way that we are investing in our entire nation. And quite frankly, we haven't seen this level of an investment in quite some time. To be honest, I don't think we've seen this level of investment in my lifetime. And so to have President Biden at the helm, it's important that folks understand that these elections that's coming up in November, this isn't a joke. We've talked about every election being the most important election. But let's be real. We have never seen our democracy, our system, come under attack like it has. And so for us, as people who live here, who wants to see our communities, our local communities, and our country grow, it's important that we give the three T's. And that's making sure that we give our time, you know, making phone calls, knocking on doors, telling the this administration, utilizing our talents to bring awareness, but also pressure to make sure this administration over the finish line and to win another 4 years to invest back into the American people.
You know, Executive Crowley, I just, from a selfish standpoint, am a guy who enjoys our beautiful parks and especially down by the lake. And there's an old bridge, pedestrian bridge, that must have been beautiful when it was erected long ago, that was crumbling, had been shut down. You couldn't walk. Are you familiar with the bridge I'm talking about? Well, it's a bridge, man, that they absolutely, completely redid in the last, you know, 2 years. And I know, and it had been shut down, man, for 10 years. And so,
you know, I know exactly what park you're talking about. And
it's right across,
by Lake Bistro.
Yes.
Right?
And
that was a bridge that, you know, working hand in hand with County Supervisor Sheldon Wasserman, right? That was key in making sure that we got that bridge opened up, because as you pointed out, it was dilapidated. People could not walk across that bridge. And so we were able to make those investments. And now we're actually looking and making to even more investments into that area. When you check out that Levine Road that's actually down there right by the lake, which hasn't been used in so many years. And these are the opportunities. These are the projects that we're talking about. $6.1 billion coming to the state of Wisconsin, already slated to go towards 350-plus projects. Now, if you break that down by county, we're talking about a minimum of 5 projects per county. And so these are real dollars. These are real investments coming back to this community. And we have to continue, particularly as Democrats, tell the good news of what we've been able to do within the past 4 years. But also remind folks of what was happening prior to President Biden's administration. We have to remember that we were looking at politics, we were looking at our federal government as if it was a reality show. People were tuning in to news stations and radio stations to figure out, okay, what crazy thing has happened today in the White House? And we don't need that. We need somebody who's going to bring a steady hand, that's going to bring, you know, the values of the American people to light and continue to fight for this country and the most vulnerable residents that live here.
You know, Executive Crowley, we're in rural areas all across the state, and for people who may not lean towards Democrats, they have to understand that the infrastructure bill was not just designated for Democrats, right?
Oh, it is absolutely not designated just for Democrats, right? And we know that many rural communities across the state have extreme difficulties when it comes down to improving and repaving their roads. And these are dollars that are going to help do exactly that. I will tell you that I had the opportunity to be on a panel with another county executive, and we were talking about the dollars that came from the federal government, from the Biden administration. And while we continue to have this conversation, people are talking about, oh, we're spending too much money, we're doing this, we're doing that. But look, people will always say and vote no, particularly on the Republican side. But you know what they've been doing? They've been going out, hitting the streets, and actually taking credit for all the dough that's being spent in these communities. And we don't need that. We need folks who are going to be open and honest with the American people and the people that they represent. And so when we think about particularly clean water, right, we know that clean water is a huge issue in the state of Wisconsin. The level of PFAS that we have in many rural communities, you know, that's not too far from our livestock and the farms that we rely on. And so if we want to make sure that our livestock and the people who are taking care of these farms have access, you know, equitable access to clean water, we have to recognize that these dollars that are making these investments are coming directly from the federal government. And so it's great to not only have President Biden, but it's also great to have folks like Senator Tammy Baldwin and Governor Tony Evers, who's been critical in making sure that they're intentional and how these dollars are reaching the people on the ground, especially in suburban and rural areas.
You know, Executive Crowley, it is, you know, you talked about in your lifetime with the roads and whatnot. You know, I clearly been around, you know, a couple of days longer than you, and never saw, we constantly for a couple decades or more clamored about the roads. They were horrible, right? They were like minefields, the highways, all of that. The last couple of years, there were cones everywhere, man. The complete reconstruction of our highways, you know, all over this nation, man. That had not been done for 30 years. They got it done.
In the past 4 years, we've been fortunate to have three seasons in Wisconsin. And those three seasons is summer, winter, and construction. And the more and more we see this construction happening, you can see the investments. And when we're seeing this level of investments, it lets me know a few things. One, we are putting people to work. People have the ability to learn some skilled trades, find some good paying jobs, family sustainable jobs, while also making sure that we're providing the roadways that folks absolutely need on an everyday basis. We're making sure to invest in the health of our entire community, because if we're giving people the opportunity to work good paying jobs, have access to affordable and quality homes, we're investing in the health of our entire state and our entire country. And that's what I'm really excited about. You know, this year, this is a real opportunity, not only for us to talk about the good news, but really deliver for the people of this nation.
So I know you're busy, man. And I got to get you back in here in the studio to talk about all the great things that are going on in Milwaukee County.
Oh, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's been a while.
All right. Listen, I know you got to run. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, still my favorite politician. You know, you get the honor of being called a politician and not a politrickster. That's an amazing thing.
I appreciate that. I like public servant, but I'll take that.
All right. Take it easy, man. Kiss the babies for me.
I will.
All right. None other than my good friend, County Executive, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. 844-967-2789.
This is the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On Eagle 1490 WLCX.
The Todd Almost Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Fabulous OJs, and I want to do this. I want to talk about a couple of things, and I see you on the phone lines, but I'll come to you in a second. So, Wisconsin legislators, it's something about Wisconsin legislators that I don't understand. So Wisconsin legislators agree there's a greater need for civics education and divided about whether a new bill would be the best path forward. The bill would require that the State Department of Public Instruction to develop a civics education curriculum for kindergarten through high school, which I think already exists. Calvin, did you have civics in school?
It was kind of part of my history classes, but yeah, I remember learning about how the government works.
Yeah, it would also revise the credits needed to earn a high school diploma. Now, what they proposed is emphasizes patriotism and contrasts the U.S. system of government with communism, socialism, and totalitarianism. So wait a minute. So I don't have any problem with teaching civics, right? Children need to know civics. Americans, people need to know civics. They need to know how the government works. So I'm with the Republicans on that. There's so many people in this nation that don't know how our government works. They don't know the three branches of government. They know very little, and it's one of the reasons why we can be in a situation like we are in this country and not knowing all the things that are happening around us that impact and affect our lives on a daily basis, and we don't know anything about it because we don't know civics. But when you throw in patriotism, so Calvin, what do they mean by teaching patriotism?
Yeah, I don't know. That's an odd one, I guess, just how great America is. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's basically... We want to teach young people just how great a nation we are, and they need to understand we're the greatest nation on earth, and rah-rah, sis, boom, bah, and wave the flag. And listen, I'm, to Patriotism is not waving a flag. Patriotism is not celebrating the 4th of July. Patriotism is having the courage to challenge the nation when the nation is off, you know, it's kilter. We're right now at a point with our nation where we can talk about patriotism, but listen, look at the divide that's going on in this nation right now. A Congress that can't sit down at the same table and sup, you know, can't sit down and get anything passed. I mean, patriotism. The Congress, are they patriots? The people who are our elected officials, do they understand patriotism? Do they need to know what that is? And what is that? Patriotism to one person is not patriotism to another person. And so to say we need to teach patriotism to kids in school is ridiculous. You want to cut out history in the schools, but now you want to bring in something esoteric like the term of patriotism. 844-967-2789. I say I don't understand Republicans, you know, and I guess anything that sounds like it makes sense and that is like throwing raw meat, you know, to the lions, they're going to do that. So some guy sits around, a legislator. Oh, and then he doesn't sit around. He actually reads, because this passed in Florida. They're doing this in Florida schools because that's all they do is pass on these kinds of things that are taking place in other conservative enclaves. And so because it's been passed in Florida, they now think it should be done in Wisconsin. But I'm opposed to so-called teaching patriotism in the public schools. You want to do that in private schools, you know, by all means. But there is, when you look under the definition of patriotism, you know, and it is in the eye of the beholder. And to say that we should teach that to children, I think is absolutely ridiculous, especially at the same time, and I'll get to you on the phone line in a second, there's another bill that Republicans are you know, bringing pressure on universities. Now it's in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Republicans reintroduce a bill to punish colleges for free speech violations. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, so free speech violations. In many instances, you don't want students to be able to have the freedom to say the things that they believe and that they feel and that they are constitutionally protected to say because they're not in line with what Republicans believe. So you want to bring pressure on universities to control the freedom of speech on their campuses. Which is it? So you can't say, well, you can say it because you do it. You want the schools to be forced to teach patriotism, you know, grade school through high school. But then in universities, you want to challenge the free speech of the students once they get to the university. Hey, I don't know how you spell it, Calvin, but hypocrisy. I don't care how you spell it. That's hypocrisy, man. And so those of you who don't think there's anything wrong with that, or, you know, 844-967-2789. Now, you got an opinion on everything else. What's your opinion on this? 844-967-2789. You know, you're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Eagle 1490.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers promises to veto a redistricting bill making its way through the legislature. Republicans are touting the bill as 99% of what Evers asked for in a map proposal in 2021, but Evers says changes made to the proposal still amount to gerrymandering. The state Supreme Court will enact a redistricting plan this spring if lawmakers and the governor don't do it first. Older people in western Wisconsin who need rides to doctor's appointments are in a difficult position now that two major hospitals and several clinics are closing this spring. Bobby Hegda runs the new Freedom Transportation Program.
We have some counties that there are no drivers in, and so we're constantly recruiting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hegda says the situation's been bad since the pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Gunderson Hospital announced Wednesday it is creating a new small power grid in partnership with Xcel Energy. The new energy source will be solar and generator power, which will keep Gunderson buildings online during power outages. The new grid will be online next year, with construction slated to begin in Onalaska later this year. A decline in people seeking hunting and fishing licenses is partly to blame, according to the DNR, for a nearly $16 million budget shortfall in the next 2 years. The DNR said that inflation was also a factor. Because of the deficit, the DNR said that they might not be able to perform some of their services, such as restoration efforts, fishery stocking, and monitoring for wildlife diseases. DNR officials said that they are projecting a trend of less revenue ahead of the next biennial budget. The National Weather Service says today will be cloudy and foggy with some rain and snow, but no accumulations expected. High temperatures the next few days should be in the mid-30s. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
That's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks held a press conference. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 126-116 at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee now 31-13. General Manager John Horst asks, why would you hire a first-time head coach like Adrian Griffin and fire him just halfway through the season?
Yeah, someone really wise once said looking back is ego, so I'm going to stay in the present. There's no regrets. I believe in the hire that we made. I believe in the reasons we did it, the process that we went through. And again, Adrian has contributed to this group. Part of why we are where we are today, who we are, is because of him. This was an opportunity about going forward.
Bucks host the Cavaliers again tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette with a win in Chicago, 86-73. Over to Paul. Wisconsin getting ready to host Michigan State tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers signing a place kicker, Jack Pudlency, who kicked for the Georgia Bulldogs for 3 seasons. And Jim Harbaugh, who led the Michigan Wolverines to a national championship, is leaving for L.A. as the new head coach of the Chargers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Eagle 1490.
We have a little light freezing drizzle out there this morning. Some fog. It is going to be cloudy, foggy, drizzly with showers all day today. Our high 37. Tonight, more of the same. Foggy, drizzly, a little freezing drizzle or snow by morning. 32 the low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What lacrosse and western Wisconsin is talking about. You're soaring with the Eagle. Eagle 1490 WLCX.
There's a point
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved."
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, before we went to break, I was talking about, you know, Republicans want, you know, civics taught in public schools, and civics is already being taught in schools, maybe not to the degree, that it needs to be taught, because many adults don't know how government works at all. Government is complicated. It's complex. And, when they're teaching, and especially even if they're teaching civics, they're not teaching the lobbyists. They teach you all these other things, but they don't teach you about, you know, what Tom always talks about with lobbyists who come in and basically control and own your elected officials, the people you elect. But so that's not, you know, I'm not opposed to that. But when you want to throw in patriotism, somebody's going to teach their definition of patriotism to children. I don't understand how, on one hand, you want to ban books, you want to do away with the history of the nation, but then you want patriotism to be taught. And at the same time, the same Republicans want to punish universities for students having freedom of speech on the campuses. What kind of world do we live in? Let's go to Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom, man. What am I talking gibberish?
Not at all. Good for you, Earl. First off, I need you to check in with Coach Al to make sure he's okay with the music this morning, because he might be liking it a little bit better. So, Al, if you're out there, make sure you got that radio turned up during the music. Second, I wonder if Ron Johnson thinks it's very patriotic to spend the 4th of July in Russia, along with his other 12 colleagues that, you know, even the Russians said it was a very easy conversation that they had with the GOP senators and one House member. So I wonder if they think that's patriotic. One of the other things, David Crowley can, or Joe Biden can use my moniker that people call me out here, which is Tom Adler, your results master, because we get results. We're not just talk. There's actually results that get done. And I think that's something Joe Biden needs to push, is that we get results for people. And then fourth, I don't understand how anybody in the state of Wisconsin can ever vote Republican or ever vote for anyone that doesn't take the Medicaid dollars the federal government.
Oh, man.
And you have hospitals in the rural areas that would still be probably thriving or still be open. Sacred Heart's closing down in Eau Claire. Another hospital's closing in Chippewa Falls. If they would have just taken the Medicaid dollars, that would not be happening. So all you people out there that vote Republican and you don't have a hospital to go to except for a corporate hospital, just look at yourself in the mirror, because you were a part of that, and you should be voting for the people that actually want to take the Medicaid dollars. And thank you very much for giving us some of that money in California, being the fifth largest economy in the world. I know these guys like calling and bash on California sometimes, We are the fifth largest economy in the world, and we thank you very much for your Republican dollars and you Republican voters that, you know, gave us that money instead of giving it to yourself when you actually earned it.
You know,
so
Tom,
don't talk to me Republicans about tax breaks and stuff, because you don't even give the money that is given to you by the federal government to keep things alive.
You know, Tom, they did the same thing with high-speed rail. We had all an opportunity in this state 10 years ago, Scott Walker again and Republicans, turned down the high-speed rail money. California took it. You know what I mean? Other states across the nation took it. And we in Wisconsin were left without anything. But again, man, this just goes to show, Tom, when we're talking about teaching patriotism, right? So what does that include? Well, the military. Well, you know, part of patriotism is our military. And so how are they going to teach that? And why is it important to, now you want to talk about indoctrination, Tom? Indoctrination is teaching our young people that the military is more important than the people of this nation. Because we're going to continue to spend the money on the military more so than we are on the sick, the infirm, the elderly, the young. And is that what we want taught in the schools?
All be good Germans. Want us all to follow lockstep with another dictator from the past, Hitler, and just do what they say. And you know what? And if someone has a curiosity about a book, they say, oh, people can't read. Kids can't read. Well, you're taking their damn books away. So it's just, like I said, Democrats are result-driven. We do investing, and we get a return on our investment. Republicans spend and put it on a credit card and hope that someday someone's going to pay it. They are. I'm sorry. I try to be bipartisan on this stuff, but the results are there. The results are showing us where it is, that it's all politics on one side of the aisle, and on the other side it is about results. And David Crawley is a great example of a results driven politician, and those are the types of people we need that actually help uplift us and bring we the people government back to we the people.
Hey Tom, thank you very much for the call as always. Let me jump here, man. I'm really trying hard, Calvin, not to really every day talk about Donald Trump. But man, Donald Trump is going to be the nominee for the Republicans in the 2024 presidential election. I don't care what anybody says. We all know it's true. Yes, Nikki Haley is still around, but come on. So listen to this, man. This is the person that they're supporting. Former President Trump railed against GOP primary opponent Nikki Haley on yesterday and warned that anyone who contributes to her campaign would be permanently barred from Calvin, from the MAGA camp. Can you imagine where the violins? You're being barred from the MAGA camp if you donate to Nikki Haley. So let me see. That's a hell of a punishment, right? I mean, man, what's the next step to that death? Being barred from the MAGA camp. When I ran for office and won, I noticed that the losing candidates' donors would immediately come to me and want to help out. This is standard in politics, but no longer with me, Trump wrote in a post on his Truth Social. Anybody that makes a contribution to Bird Brain, he's talking about Nikki Haley, right? Man, he is as childish as any person. He doesn't even appear to be an adult. Got to call somebody a name. So anybody that makes a contribution to Bird Brain from this moment forth will be permanently barred from the MAGA camp. So what do they do? What do they do in the MAGA camp, Calvin? Do you know? There must be something going on in the MAGA camp that makes us all want to be a part of it.
The MAGA camp makes it sound like they're doing like arts and crafts or something.
Hey, they'll be permanently barred from the MAGA camp. You know, maybe there's some folk in the audience who know, you know, what that means. We don't want them, and we will not accept them because we put America first and always will. Trump continue using the nickname Bird Brain to refer to Haley. Trump's direct threat against Haley's supporters signals a sharpening in his rhetoric as the former president seeks to compel support from all corners of the GOP. Now, Trump attacked Haley. Trump attacked Haley in his victory speech Tuesday as he stood in front of two former primary opponents. Lapdogs, actually, is who they are, Vivek Ramaswamy, and I had the Lapdogs. And what's the guy's name? Senator Tim Scott, who bucked his eyes and said, "I love you." Come on, man. Come on, man. I love you. Senator Scott, you really love Donald Trump and to buck your eyes on national television and send that message is shameful. I have to tell you, it was very interesting because I said, wow, what a great victory. But then somebody ran up to the stage all dressed up nicely when it was at 7. But now I just walked up and it was at 14, Trump said, mocking Haley for the positive tone of her remarks to supporters after the race was called in his favor. Let's not have somebody take a victory when she had a very bad night. She had a very, very bad night, Trump said. Hey, Stephen, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good morning to you, Earl. Jesus, where do I begin with this Trump stuff? You know, you really don't want to talk about it on a day-to-day basis, but you have to because this is the future of our country. And
could possibly be. Could possibly be.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I remember I was a young boy. I'm not a very old dude myself. But I remember a time where someone like Trump, if he was running for president, wouldn't have been given the light of day. He'd have been laughed right out of the race and right out of the party, to be honest with you. And the fact that this dude is taken seriously and has a following in and of itself is terrifying to me, that there's enough people that think what he says, what he does, and how he acts is okay. And then to elect him to the highest office in the land and have him attempt to overthrow our government and then want to put him back in there again after seeing that, I just don't get it. I can't rack my brain around the thought process of someone who thinks, this is exactly who I want running my country. I do not get it. I never will get it. And it scares me that he can get such a large amount of people to come out for him and say things and throw insults that I would have thrown when I was in second grade towards his opponent. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
You know, man, later on in the show, I'm going to explain why there are people and who the people are who continue to support a man that is, you know, the most dangerous possible president that there's ever been in the history of this nation. That's not, you know, that's not innuendo, you know. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/quality. That's harrys.com/quality. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco members.
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
AGE. Clean nose, healthy life.
This is the Shaw WAU.
At 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. The red-blue divide. The United States appears to be increasingly politically divided between red states and blue states to the point that many serious public voices on both sides are urging that the country seriously consider separating along a red-blue divide. What? Oh, hey, Calvin, wait a minute. Didn't we try that before? I mean, wasn't there a time, maybe I slept through the history part of that, but didn't our nation go through a red-blue divide before, Calvin? What was that called?
Yeah, you know, Earl, I think that's ringing a bell. I think it was called the Civil War.
Yes. So there are people today advocating that today? Let's do this. You got your hand on that dump button, man? Okay. Al from Milwaukee. Good morning, Al. What's going on? Hey, Al. Okay. I don't know what Al is doing. But anyway, let's give it one more shot. Al.
All right, here you go.
Okay. What you doing, man?
Hello.
Yeah, what's happening?
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you. What's going on? You must be in your car, and you got dealing with that Bluetooth. We'll come back to you. That newfangled invention that you apparently have not been able to figure out yet. But anyway, don't take it personally. I have trouble with it myself at times. But listen, a range of disagreements between, okay, let's say Al, sounds like he's back. Al.
Yeah, the music woke me up.
hey, so what about the music today?
I said the music woke me up.
Okay. Hey, so no complaints about the music today?
Oh no! That's good wake up music. Anyway,
hey man, what's this divide the divide in this nation. There are people asking. Huh?
Fear. F-E-A-R.
Fear of what, Al? We're in America. Who's coming into America? Al, who's coming into America threatening the nations of this country? Who? What nation is doing that?
Jesus.
Come on, man.
I'm not saying that to be funny.
So explain that.
These people who have been running this nation for all these years, their numbers are dropping. And they are afraid that if the majority takes over, they're going to do to them what they did to everybody else. It's fear. It's all about fear.
So, yeah, but Al.
You know, remember you talking about history, the carpetbaggers.
Oh, yeah.
And when the Dixiecrats and all these people were switching from party to party, it was about fear of losing control and not being able to maintain slavery and all of these other things. This is the same garbage that we're going through right now.
You know, Al, I keep hearing people talk about fear. 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 You know, our nation is segregated in many instances. And, you know, outside of cities, our nation is very segregated still, right? And, yeah. And so, you know, I don't know what the fear is. People who live in cities and people who live in rural areas, you just take Wisconsin for an example. There's very little chance that those two ever intertwine.
And they want to keep it that way.
I know, but where's the fear? So what's the fear of?
Losing power, losing land. The people who own the majority of the land are the ones they think are in control, and they're afraid that someone is going to come and take it away from them.
And so
it's all about fear and about power.
And so Trump understands that, and he keeps feeding that. Is it safe to say that?
That's correct. And he's been doing it ever since he's been old enough to take over his father's company. He's a shyster. He's been that way all of his life.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789, your thoughts. You know, our nation is divided. They see, clear to say, a nation divided cannot stand. It's not just, you know, verbally. We've got to understand where we are in prophecy, and we've got to understand where we are in reality. And anybody who thinks that our nation is going to be able to continue to prosper with this kind of a divide, the only saving grace, and we're going to talk about it on the other side, are young people, Calvin's age, his generation, because they're not caught up in this foolishness that we're caught up in. It's always been the young people who've been able to save our nation from going wrong. We're going to talk about some great things that young people are doing now to make sure that there is a future in this nation, and it's not going to include my generation. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Providing you with an eagle-eye view of what lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. Tell a friend. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations.
Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Eagle 1490, soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.